With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Global finance leaders face a major uncertainty as they meet in Washington this week. Who will win the U.S. presidential election and shape the policies of the world's biggest economy? Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have spoken little about their plans for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. U.S. single-family home building surged to a five-month high in September, but permits for future construction rose only marginally amid excess supply of new homes on the market. Americans stepped up their purchases at retailers last month as low unemployment, steady pay gains, and rising stock and home values helped sustain their willingness to spend despite higher prices. Spirit AeroSystems will furlough 700 workers for 21 days as the strike at the U.S. plane maker Boeing continues. The furloughs will affect Spirit Aero employees working on Boeing's wide-body jet programs. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.